The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, Aer Lingus have announced that they will be cancelling up to 20% of flights for the first 5 days of the pilot action next week. So could 8,000 passengers a day be facing cancellations, or can a resolution be reached in the meantime? Eoin Corey is editor of Air and Travel magazine. He's on the line now. Eoin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, is this decision to cancel flights, which is happening from this morning, is that part of a kind of the war with IALPA, or is this management doing what they must do, which is to cope?
It's preemptive to reduce the level of disruption. To answer the second question you just put, there is no chance, in my opinion, of anything being resolved before the work to rule kicks in next Wednesday, and probably for a little time after that. We're still in this at the stage where both their union mainly are leading this, are softening up Aer Lingus and seeing what damage they can inflict.
Now, already you're hearing people who are saying, I'll never fly with them again after. And of course, people say that all the time about different airlines. And then based on price and opportunity, they do fly again. But there's no doubt damage is being inflicted.
Forward bookings have been badly affected. It could be 2-3 million euro revenue a day. The revenue stream has already been affected. It's also going to be costly to bring in extra aircraft, even though they're cancelling. Clearly, they need enough leeway that will bring in, obviously, they have access to aircraft from the Spanish airline Iberia and British Airways and Vueling as well. So all of that, what Aer Lingus have been doing over the last few days is, as we said on this programme the other day, everything's very, very tight. Once a plane goes tech, or once a pilot's call in sick, it will all start to unravel. They have made the decision that they're not going to allow it to unravel, and they've made it preemptively. They're not going to wait for the chaos to emerge,
okay,
the cancellations
now,
to emerge.
Here's the issue. They're going to cancel up to 20% of their flights every day, between 10 and 20%. First of all, how are they making that decision? Which flights will go? Which are, if you like, which passengers are expendable in Aer Lingus's view?
That will not be clear at all at any stage in the process, because it will be a process. They will contact the passengers directly. What is really interesting, Pat, is the letter, the emails that went out last night didn't actually tell people their flight was cancelled. It invited them to rebook, seek a refund, or to reschedule their flights, make another booking. That means that they're maybe making the decision on how passengers move themselves.
Okay, so they're inviting people to self-serve, if you like, to people who are worried and who are not necessarily tied into a date or a venue or whatever, and can go some other time. They're inviting them to go ahead and rebook.
And the routes that will be protected are the key transatlantic routes, particularly the ones that only have smaller frequencies. There's some of them only have four a week. The trunk routes, the big routes that have loads of flights every day, and you get, there are routes like Heathrow, routes like Malaga, routes like Faro, they will be protected. But we could see them paring back the schedules if they can get the people from the 11 flights a day down to 9 flights. They're the sort of cancellations we could be looking for.
Okay, so but the load factors are probably at this time of the year quite high. We know that Ryanair have had terrific, from their point of view, load factors, you know, 95% plus occupancy of the seats. I don't know if Aer Lingus would be quite as high, but there won't be that many spare seats available.
Yeah, Aer Lingus, over the annualised load factor is about 82%. Ryanair, as you say, were industry leaders in this. It's quite amazing what they do to fill every seat in the flight. Michael O'Leary's opinion is that you can't put a seat in the freezer and sell it on Monday. So if he gets €1 for it, he's happy. But it would be higher than 82% at this time of the year. What they will, what is also very, very interesting is that they will have been contacted by other rival airlines, including Ryanair, offering them spare capacity. There isn't a lot of spare capacity around. Some airlines do, and Ryanair would be a good example of this, is because on-time performance is really important to them. They have always an aircraft on the ground for the one that goes tech in some foreign remote base. So there are a few aircraft floating around. Aer Lingus will likely have access to them, but we're very early in this game, Pat. This is only 5 days of cancellations work to rule. There's no sign of these guys sitting down and going into a room together. And I expect, by the way, when that happens, the talks will break down and then we'll be in the WRC, or maybe they'll all go into the WRC together. But we have a couple more weeks to play on this. There's another really important point. It sounds a lot, 10%, 20% is getting a lot of it. When you go back to April the 25th, I was talking in this program about the French air traffic control. 36 flights from Dublin were cancelled that day. Ryanair had 300 flights cancelled that day. It's the sort of thing that happens in aviation. That's more than Aer Lingus will be dealing with next week. Airlines are good at mopping it up, and Aer Lingus also have access to the British Airways services to England. There's another, the Aer Lingus regional services will not be affected. So while I'm not understating the effect of this, you can also overstate it very easily.
Yeah.
There is an Air France pilot strike looming. There's a WestJet grounding this week. The Toronto air traffic controllers are on strike. It's the sort of thing aviation, being an international business, copes with all the time. And while Aer Lingus pilots going on strike is a big deal within this country, it won't really, Americans thinking of traveling to Ireland probably won't notice it.
Now, here's the question which is intriguing me. They cancel flights in order to give themselves the possibility of running the rest of them effectively. But if these guys are working to rule, the roster is sacrosanct. So they can't say to pilot A, by the way, your early morning Faro is cancelled, you're going on the afternoon Malaga. Because the roster is the roster.
Yeah, the published roster is a few days in advance, and they will be factoring all of that in.
So you mean to say that starting on the 26th, which is when the industrial action begins, they have enough notice now to restructure the roster to maximise their resources on the day?
The IALPA position, as I understand it, is based on the published roster, not on precedent or what flights air pilots have been working on previously.
And how much notice do they get of that roster? That's what's intriguing me.
Yeah, to my knowledge, it's less than a week, but I could be wrong on that. So I do think they're working on a published roster that is due at the time of the work to rule. There is also there's also a lot, once the published roster is up, there's also a lot of swapping and, covering, and somebody wants to be at a family event or something. And that's the flexibility that happens, not just with pilots and with cabin crew. The roster works, first of all, there's a published one that isn't regarded as set in stone. And then people will work around whatever their personal preferences are within that. And I'm absolutely not, I have no idea how that is going to, how that flexibility and how that, reworking of the roster is going to cope.
I wonder, will Aer Lingus allow people who've got a family occasion to go to, will they allow them, offer them the flexibility that they are not offering Aer Lingus? So some pilot says, I need to go to a christening or a wedding or whatever. Sorry, sunshine, you're rostered. You got to fly that plane. And then, of course, the blue flu kicks in, I presume.
I doubt we'll be seeing any escalation on the Aer Lingus side with rosters.
Okay. So where is this going to go next? The work to rule will be disruptive, but not fatal. So what next?
What we're looking at is people sizing each other up, the two sides sizing each other up, seeing what damage they could do. IALPA have hit the forward bookings and they've put them to the expense of this. And they have other options up their sleeve. Aer Lingus have other options up their sleeve as well. They'll be contacting their colleague airlines. And there's a question as to how much autonomy Aer Lingus have on this. Will the final decision be made in Madrid? Because the old days of pilot disputes in Aer Lingus, which were fun to watch from the sideline, not for the passengers, where we had Evan Cullen and Willie Walsh going for each other and all of that. The final decision on both sides was made by the IALPA and by Aer Lingus. It'll also be very interesting to see what Forza's involvement in this. Forza will also be representing other IALPA are an affiliate union of Forza, the larger union, and Forza members has also members in Aer Lingus. They will be have been watching what IALPA have done over the last 6 months. It was quite aggressive. The rejection, the very speedy rejection of the process, or crashing through the process, the safety nets that you was played in the clip by with Simon Harris there, you know, where they got an arbitration process and rejected it. All of that will be of interest to Forza. I think there may be looking at, are IALPA moving too fast? What precedent is this set for the trade union movement? IAG would be looking and saying, what precedent does this set for our pilots in the other airlines? And all of that is going to come into play a bit more now than what we've seen over the last 6 months, Pat.
And to hell with the passengers. Anyway, Owen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.